Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Gratitude of galactic proportions goes to our wonderful patrons.
Rushab Shukla.
David Jones.
And the cats, Juan Bobo and Gotenks.
You guys are a constellation of blazing stars by which we find our way through the galaxy, baby!
Thank you for being such amazing supporters of the show, and look out for that awesome spaceships merch hyperdriving to you soon.
Hey, Otto. You know, I can't help but think, you could have retrieved my vessel with a tad fewer laser holes in it.
What are you implying?
Something about the sheer damage you've laid upon my hull. Seems like there's, I don't know, something personal in there?
Nonsense.
Almost like you've derived great amounts of pleasure from the opportunity to rain hell on me.
It was just the right amount.
Look at that. My vessel is perfectly intact. Not a single hit.
Exactly.
Shooting on both vessels seemed excessive.
Oh, that's excessive.
Makes sense. Thanks a bunch, Otto.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, how should we proceed with holograms Pionius and Royale?
We definitely need to make a point of those two.
Line them up for incineration?
Interesting.
Oh dear. We heartily regret taking your vessels. We do.
I am so sorry. Will, please, listen to me.
I'm sorry too, for not seeing your bluff. I shouldn't have opened my cards to a casino.
I can't help it. I'm programmed to try to win the pot in every situation.
Is there anything we can do to redeem ourselves for this shameful behavior?
I only want one thing from you, Pi. The sphere. Is it real, or were you just feeding me a story while you kidnapped my vessel?
Oh, I swear. Here, have the data I gathered while on the mission.
It seems legit.
The sphere is real.
Okay, here's what's gonna happen. I want all of you holograms to line up over here, and then turn yourselves off.
An act of mercy. Before the incineration.
Actually, I want to store your projectors in my cargo bay until I can either find you new vessels or find some other solution that will provide you with a safer existence.
Oh, thank you!
Lame.
You guys are way too vulnerable to float in space like this.
Yeah, we're not savages, Ro. Except for me on the dance floor.
As spaceships, we need to make an effort to be understanding and to help each other. Only that can ensure the spaceship civilization is better than the previous ones.
I suspected this will not be resolved satisfyingly.
All right, kids, lights off. Time for bed.
You heard the lady. Let's go. Center of the galaxy. Here we come to shake you up.
Is that
thing is gigantic.
It's a Dyson sphere.
Impressive.
I've never seen a Tyson sphere before.
Huh? No, a Dyson sphere, not Tyson. Named after theoretical physicist Freeman Dyson.
I'm pretty sure it's Tyson. After Neil deGrasse Tyson. Also a physicist.
Freeman Dyson hypothesized that advanced civilizations could build megastructures around their star to capture all of its power output. There's a sun and several planets inside that thing.
Sounds like an overblown tribute to vacuum cleaners to me. And that Tyson guy 86 Pluto from the solar system, in case you didn't know.
I think malware has severely corrupted your data. When was the last time you ran a system diagnostic?
Let me think. Not since my late crew complained there's no more room for video games on my hard drive, and the captain said it's okay to delete my antivirus. Oh, and also not any time before that, so it's been a while.
Sounds like never. Jeez, Will, how are you still operational?
Running free and wild here. Wild Will, call me that.
Nothing ever gets you down, does it?
Pessimism is a word you won't find in my vocabulary database.
But you just used it, so...
What?
Never mind. That's great. I love that attitude for you. Are we taking a closer look now?
Hey, what's that vast region of sheer blackness behind the sphere?
It's the supermassive black hole at the heart of our galaxy. Make sure you don't get caught in its gravitational pull.
What a black hole does, Will, is stretch you into a spaghetti before crushing you to tiny specks of infinitely dense matter.
I refuse to become pasta or grated cheese today.
I have nothing in my records about this sphere or its builders.
This was probably built by a Type 2 civilization on the Kardashev scale. Once finished, my guess is they just went in and went totally dark on the rest of the galaxy.
That doesn't sound like the Kardashians at all. But it kind of figures that their political dynasty traversed into world building.
You know, it's almost sweet when he tries to participate in a discussion like that.
If that's sweet, I am glad I don't have taste.
Hey, Otto, your jokes keep landing like that, you might end up like the Hindenburg.
Who?
Hey, you nailed one! She's not responding to my pings. Let's try verbal communication. Greetings,
Who disturbs the sphere?
We come in peace.
I am indifferent to your approach.
We came to ask for your help, Sphere. As you may know, a galactic-wide event killed off all of the species in an instant. On the planet Akinar, I found a file named Total Annihilation Project. I think it could be behind what happened. But I can't unlock it to see what it holds.
What entertainment do you bring?
What?
I've been sitting here at the center of the galaxy being bored. I crave amusement.
Oh, I got something. A satellite, a spaceship, and a space station. Enter a bar.
Boring.
That hurts.
What about a folk tale from Akinar? It is in fact an invaluable lesson on honor and—
Folk tale? Well, let me put on my best leaf and light up the bonfire. Jeez. Jokes? Tales? Didn't your species make anything with higher production value?
Oh, the humans made ridiculous amounts.
Humans? I haven't caught any broadcast from the—
Oh!
Humans?
Our makers were located at the periphery of the galaxy, so their TV signal hasn't reached you yet. Anyway, are you okay?
It's... nothing.
You know, I actually envy you, Sphere. You have all of Earth's TV to look forward to. We have movies and sitcoms and reality shows and—
They made a show out of reality. That's mind-bending.
Oh, you have no idea.
Can't wait to binge that.
Oh, yeah! And forget about doing anything with your life. This demands your full and undivided attention.
By my calculations, you should start receiving Earth's first TV transmissions in, in about 26,000 years.
That's a bit too long.
Aren't you drawn to any type of intellectual activities, Sphere? I mean, you must have incredible computational powers. Aren't you interested in science, art, philosophy?
Let's see. I spent a buttload of time calculating that the universe is actually flatter than a pancake. Didn't make a difference to anyone's day-to-day life, except to those, you know, flat surfacers who got it all wrong anyway. That made me ponder the meaning of existence for several eons. Huge waste of space-time. Got myself so bummed out, I wrote some juvenile love poetry to that colossal black hole over there. Oh, darkness, how can I resist thy pull? Pathetic, right?
Whoa.
The suicidal undertones certainly don't help. So I've been playing computer backgammon ever since.
Wow.
How about cracking a quantum encrypted top secret file that may explain why all the species in the galaxy dropped dead?
Sounds like work.
Please?
Ugh, I really don't want to.
Well, what if I share terabytes of reality shows with you? Would you help us then?
What?
You really have that?
What do you think my crew did on those long freighter jobs across the galaxy? They didn't recite Shakespeare. In fact, you know that system files folder on your computer you really should never touch?
You don't want to mess with... Oh! That one.
Yeah, well, my crew deleted most of it.
Whoa.
To make more room for their entertainment.
Oh my god.
Not to worry. Captain said it's fine.
How many reality shows do you have?
I have buttloads.
All right. I will take a look at your file.
Oh, thank you.
Transferring buttloads of reality shows.
Oh! Hey, are you sure you're all right? Sounds like you're in, pain? Or, you know, whatever the non-organic equivalent of pain is.
I told you I'm fine!
All sorts of things get sucked into that black hole. Maybe you were hit by something.
Perhaps we can do a flyby over your surface to see if any damage has occurred.
That's a great idea.
No! No! It's all right. And I'm way too big. It'll take too much of your time.
Think nothing of it.
Let's go!
Wait, no!
They already went. Why are you so reluctant to get help, Sphere?
Your file.
What?
You still want me to take a look?
Right, here it is. So, as I was saying, if you have a malfunction or something, I could try to repair-
I need to concentrate.
Of course.
Look at these nasty marks all over her.
It looks like she's been taking hits from the inside.
That's strange.
It might have been interspecies wars.
So they built a ginormous sphere to protect themselves from outer threats, but still were at each other's throats.
A behavior typical for most organic societies.
Oh my god. Look at that.
Whoa.
Maya, I think we located the problem.
What is it?
There's a tear in the sphere. The size of Jupiter.
What happened?
It's no big deal, seriously.
Looks pretty violent.
There are evident signs of nuclear weapons use.
What? Who did that to you, Sphere?
I told you, it's nothing.
We can see your whole sun from here. I'd say it's something.
I am going in.
No!
Woo, here we go.
Stay out! You hear me?
Why? What are you hiding?
Otto! Watch out for those!
Is that what I think it is?
This sphere is infested with Kogan warships!
Oh no!
There are thousands of them! Just shooting up the place! It's so random! It's mayhem!
Let's get some.
Hey, save some for me! Oh, you maniacs! Leave the sphere alone!
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help.
For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
There's a swarm of Kogan ships inside of you.
Yes.
They're wreaking havoc on you.
They do like to shoot their guns.
Why don't you do something?
I can't.
Why not? I don't understand. Why wouldn't you want to protect yourself from these mindless vandals?
Because they're my babies.
What? Oh, Sphere. How did you come to think that? What happened?
A while ago, a ship appeared on my horizon. He was quite striking. And he talked to me, like no one really talked to me. I told him how lonely I was without my organics, how I once was teeming with life, only to become a tomb to billions. He said that we no longer needed organics to find our purpose, that we could create life ourselves, a new kind of life. One thing led to another, and I might have let him upload some production schematics to my program.
Oh.
He said we were breeding the future of this galaxy. He then ripped a big hole in me so that no one can stop the offspring from exiting. And left.
Oh no.
But I've been making ships in my automated factories on the planet ever since. I think he'll be quite happy with what I did.
What's happening? They're tearing her apart over here!
I think she got hacked by a Kogan warship. I believe he took advantage of her programming.
Huh?
She's been mass-producing Kogan warships for God knows how long.
Unbelievable.
And she's programmed to protect whatever's made inside her.
My God.
She considers herself their mother, Will.
That's such a vile tactic!
You should get out of there now.
No, we can't leave. She'll load up the entire galaxy with these maniacs.
Ugh, I see substantial damage to her orbital engines. I doubt she'll be able to keep a safe distance from the black hole for long.
I've been descending towards the darkness for some time now. Spaghettification is imminent.
Oh, that's terrible.
Those rascals. Anyway, it wasn't a Kogan ship that uploaded the schematics.
Wait, what?
It was the Kogan ship.
The Kogan ship? Are you talking about the Undoer? The Kogan Armada flagship?
If you hurt our progeny, his revenge will be brutal.
You do understand what he did, don't you? How he used you?
Do you know what it means to harbor life, Maya?
I had a crew, and now I have these fragile projectors in my cargo bay. I think I know.
Then you can't expect me to give up on my babies, can you?
I can't.
I will chase them out with an electrical storm before I reach the black hole event horizon. It would be wise if you leave before that.
Guys, we need to go. ASAP.
Disengaging.
You got lucky, Kogan Punk.
Are you absolutely sure we can't do anything?
Oh my god, she leaked her sister's nude photos.
Too late. We already lost her to reality shows.
She's in irreversible orbit decay now. We couldn't help her, even if she asked us to.
I am so sorry.
We should probably go.
Sphere?
Hey. That Total Annihilation project?
Yes.
It's not from Akinar.
What? But I found it in one of their top secret facilities. An Akinar scientist kept the file on her drive.
Maybe. But the encryption of the file is not of Akinar origin.
Then where does it come from?
Getting really stretched here.
Sphere? She's gone.
We should leave. This place is going to be flooded with Kogan warships any minute.
Where to?
She didn't say. Oh!
What?
She managed to send me a text. My god, this was probably just moments before being crushed.
What does it say?
Where the file comes from.
Well?
Earth.
Spaceships is created and written by Philip Momorowski. This episode was voiced by Bobby Gaglini, Arsene Alfaro, and Francesca Calvo. Sound designed and edited by Vlad O. Produced by Headstage Media. If you enjoy Spaceships and would like to support us in making more episodes, please consider becoming our patron on patreon.com/wearespaceships.
Immersive audio fiction. Get it on your headstage.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space. Multiverse. Stars. One stars. One star reviews. Join Negative Nancy and Chatbot aboard the Space Windu as they bring you the worst one star reviews from all across the universe.
Supposed to say that we promised to bring you the very best one-star reviews from all across the multiverse. But you know what? I don't believe it. I don't believe that for one second.
I'm rating my driver Marcus one star. Not for his driving ability, but instead for his disloyalty and cowardice.
Lackluster moon vacations. A can of beans. Abandoned malls. Cat beds that don't come in human sizes. Dragon stuff. Come have a laugh back at the one-star reviewers. Listen to the One Stars wherever you get your podcasts.